Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. In the United States, $92 billion is spent annually on treatment of cancer. Approximately 40% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer during their lifetime. Joining us is Dr. Lorraine Day, an orthopedic trauma surgeon that beat advanced breast cancer by going an untraditional, natural route. Could a holistic approach be the key to the prevention and treatment of cancer? Stay tuned for this amazing story from an 81-year-old cancer survivor that's healthier and more active than most people half her age. Don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is an internationally acclaimed orthopedic trauma surgeon and best-selling author of the book, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. She spent 15 years on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine as associate professor and chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital. After being diagnosed with advanced adenocarcinoma of the breast, she declined standard medical care and embarked on a natural regimen that cured her cancer. That was 25 years ago, and today at 81 years young, she's cancer-free, takes no medication, jogs, plays tennis, basketball, and still works full-time. I've been a fan of this lady for a very long time, and it's a privilege to have her on the show. Please welcome Dr. Lorraine Day.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Yes, indeed, it's been 25 years. I've gotten a quarter of a century extra life than I should have, and of course, being a doctor, I developed breast cancer, but being a doctor, I knew that I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So Cutting them off was not an issue because that would not cure me. Cutting out organs or cutting off body parts never cures anybody because doctors are working at the wrong end of cancer. They're working at the tumor end. The tumor end is a result of the causes of cancer, and yet doctors don't know the cause of cancer, and yet all the causes of cancer are well documented in the medical literature, but we doctors are never taught them in our training. In my materials, my books and DVDs, I have almost 350 medical references from the finest medical journals in the U.S. and in Europe showing all the causes of cancer, and yet doctors are still looking in the genes. The genes are not the cause of cancer. Cancer is not genetic, because you see, if it were genetic, our great-grandparents would have had to have as much as we do in order to pass it down to us, but they didn't. In 1900, only 3% of Americans had cancer. Now, it's actually over 50% of Americans who develop cancer, because when they give out the statistics, guess what they don't include? They don't include cancers in African Americans, because they have a much higher death rate. They don't include lung cancer, and they include all skin cancer, and almost nobody dies of skin cancer. And so they skew the statistics, making it seem like, oh, cancer is more curable. No, cancer is getting worse and worse and worse. Again, it's gone from 3% in 1900 to 100 years later, 100 years plus later, now it's over 50%. But you see, I refused all conventional therapy because all doctors know chemotherapy and radiation cause cancer. If you go to your dentist and he's going to take an x-ray of your tooth, what do? They put a lead shield over you. Why do they do that? Because they have to do that by law, because when you have an x-ray, it's radiation, and they have to protect you even all the way up to your thyroid. They put it up around your neck as well. Well, why are they trying to protect you? Because x-rays are radiation, and radiation causes cancer. With the small dose you get if they're taking a picture of your tooth, but yet when you have cancer already, they say they have to give you large doses of radiation to make you well. Yeah, except radiation causes cancer. Why would I do that?
Yeah, you make so much sense. It's like, you know, I'm just smiling here with a big smile because, you know, you're throwing all these studies and that. You're like, you're just making sense. Folks, they put this over you at the dentist for a reason. It's so you don't get cancer. And then they're going to blast you with radiation when you have cancer. It makes no sense.
Right. It's crazy. And the same thing, every doctor knows chemotherapy causes cancer. Chemotherapy started from nitrogen mustard that was used in World War I to kill our enemies. And so they said, well, maybe if it kills our enemies, maybe we can just kill the cancer and not kill the person. But every doctor knows that it's always a race. Are you going to kill the person first or are you going to kill the cancer? So what I did is I searched the medical literature for a way to get well, because I knew that we doctors don't know how to get patients well from cancer. We don't. We never cure them. I don't even like to refer to myself as a survivor. I am a cure. Survivors may still have cancer, but they're living. Or they make them a cure by, if they die 5 years and one day past their diagnosis, they're suddenly now cured because they're a five-year survivor, and then those five-year survivors some way magically become cures, but they're not. So you don't ever cure cancer by giving radiation or chemotherapy. You may put it into remission for a while, but the only way you can cure a disease is if you know what causes it. You see, if you take your car to a car repair person and you say, there's a knock in my engine, and my check engine warning light is flashing, and he calls you back. He said, I can fix this in 15 minutes. So he comes back, says, it's all fixed. I said, what did you do? Well, here's a pair of earplugs for the knock in your engine, and I have disconnected the wires to the check engine warning light, so it won't bother you anymore. I said, you're not an auto mechanic, you're a doctor. That's what we do. We never solve the problem. You see, no disease has ever been caused by a deficiency of drugs. But that's all doctors know how to do, is give out drugs or cut off your body parts or cut out your organs. For every disease, there's another drug, or seven or eight of them. And so that doesn't cure people, because that's not the cause. The causes of all diseases, including cancer, are the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. I always wondered when we were in medical school, why do we take this family history? And my professors used to say to me, well, you know, if there's a family history, the child has more chance of getting it. But that's not what happens. If you see a very obese woman walking down the street and she is holding the hand of a little boy and a little girl on either side that are also obese, that's not genetic. They're all eating the same way. So if you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress like your parents did, you'll probably get the same diseases, but that's not in the genes. We have a fantastic DNA repair mechanism in our body that can repair, I've heard, as many as 66,000 damages per day. But we overload our bodies with eating fast food and eating all this flesh food and sugar. Do you know that about 150 years ago, the average American ate 8 pounds of sugar a year? Now we eat 152 pounds of sugar a year. That absolutely paralyzes your immune system, so it can't fight disease. And even just today on the internet, there's an article showing that there's a link between cholesterol and cancer. Well, my, I've been saying that for 25 years. The reason there is because cholesterol only occurs in flesh food. Meat, poultry, fish, dairy products, and eggs. That's where you get cholesterol. There's no cholesterol in fruits, grains, and vegetables. So the reason there is a link between cholesterol and cancer is because people are eating way too much flesh food. In 1900, people ate very little flesh food. By 1985, the incidence of meat eating had doubled, of chicken eating had gone up 300%, and the incidence of cancer had gone from 3% in 1900 to 33% by 1985. Now, it's not just the food. Stress causes cancer, too. Stress causes cancer. And, you know, all these articles come out, and doctors are scratching their head. Well, could stress cause cancer? We don't know. We need to do more research. No, you don't. Nobody needs to do more research. Every doctor knows the fight-or-flight reaction. Fight-or-flight reaction is when you're terrified, or you have to run from an attacker, or you run from a bear, and your body pours out adrenaline to give you extra speed and extra energy, and it pours out cortisol or cortisone increases your pain threshold, so you don't feel as much pain. And so what does cortisone do? It suppresses your immune system, so you can't get well. You know that the fight or flight reaction, which occurs when you're stressed to some level or another, whether it's just domestic stress, financial stress, job stress, that will cause cortisone to be produced in your body, and cortisone suppresses your immune system. That's why people who have gotten cortisone for a long time from supposed autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis frequently develop cancer many years later because they have had their immune system suppressed for so long. So all these things are well known, and yet doctors are still scratching. We don't know what causes cancer. We don't know. We've got to do research on the genes. It's not true. So I chose, instead of trying to kill the cancer, which I knew as a doctor doesn't work. Yeah, some people survive the treatment, but they're never truly well. In fact, when a person has had chemotherapy, they've done studies where they show they can find cognitive defects, that's reasoning difficulties with the brain, as well as memory loss from the chemotherapy that was given 10 years before. Yeah. So those people aren't really well. They may survive. That's why I don't call myself a cancer survivor. I'm a cancer cure. But everybody's afraid to use that word because nobody knows the causes of cancer. They're all in the medical literature. In my materials, I have a starter package for people who want to get well from cancer just the same way I did. And in there, I have over 300 medical references from the finest peer-reviewed medical journals showing what causes cancer. But we're never taught that in our medical training. We're never taught that. And that's a crime. And why? Because the drug companies control a large amount of what we're taught. And the way I got well doesn't make any money. And so I'm not saying every doctor is a charlatan. Doctors don't know. They don't even know how to get themselves well from cancer. You know, doctors develop cancer and heart disease and lupus and Parkinson's at the same rate as the general population. And they die from those diseases at the same rate as the general population. So if a doctor cannot prevent or reverse his own cancer or Parkinson's, his or hers, then how can they do it in you? You see? So it's I so said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to deprive the cancer cells of what they need to grow. I'm not going to give them cholesterol. I'm not going to give them all the hormones in animal products, not just the added hormones from factory farming, but the animal's own hormones, which are not all destroyed by cooking. It's been shown in medical studies. I'm going to deprive it of a suppressed immune system, so I'm not going to eat refined sugar. I'm not going to drink coffee, which dehydrates the body, particularly with the breast. The breast is a water-driven organ. It's meant to produce milk. You see? And so when it gets dehydrated because people are drinking alcohol, what happens to your hands when you pour alcohol on your hands? They get all dried out. What does that same thing to your body? And the body loses 10 glasses of water every day just by living. When I was an intern on surgery and I had patients in the ICU, they'd say, you have to accommodate for their insensible losses. Well, I didn't know what that was at the beginning, but insensible losses are the losses that you get from breathing. Your breath is moist, you'll fog up a mirror. The perspiration, even when it's not hot. And when you eat, you have to take water from other places in your body to put in your stomach to make digestive juices. So all that water is lost through the kidneys and colon. Those are the insensible losses. But we worried about those with a patient in the ICU, but never in real life. And yet people are not hydrating their bodies properly. And dehydration also causes wrinkles. What's the difference between a raisin and a grape? A grape is all has a smooth skin, and a raisin's all wrinkled up. What's the difference? Water, wow. Dehydration. What's the difference between any food that is dehydrated? It all gets wrinkled. And so people are aging themselves by drinking coffee, by drinking alcohol, by eating flesh food, because you see, meat, poultry, and fish contain no water. You can't make juice out of a fish. You can make juice out of carrots and green leafy vegetables and apples, but you can't make juice out of a steak. It's just the blood. So these things, when they go through your intestine, meat, poultry, and fish, they go through very slowly because water in fruits, grains, and vegetables, as well as the fiber in fruits, grains, and vegetables, causes your peristalsis to move more rapidly, whereas the meat, poultry, and fish sit around in your colon and putrefy because it takes a lot longer for them to go, and your body temperature is 98.6, which is almost 100 degrees. Why don't you take a pound of ground round, put it on your kitchen counter, leave it there for a couple of days, turn the heat in your house up to 100 degrees, and tell me if you want to eat it. You don't want to because it's putrid. And that's what happens in your body, and then your blood picks up all those putrefying products. So what I did was I deprived the cancer of what it needed to grow. And the reason I developed cancer was I was abusing my body terribly. I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't use drugs. I'm a trauma surgeon. I was operating night and day. I would operate sometimes 72 hours at a time when there were gang wars in San Francisco. And I was chief of the department. I was the most experienced person there. So when there were big, bad accidents or shootings and all that, I had to be there. And you can't just say, well, I'm tired and I want good food and I want to go home, when you've got all these patients waiting outside your operating room on gurneys who will die if you don't take care of them. So I did that for 25 years, and I abused my body a lot, and I hit the wall. But I wasn't going to do what orthodox medicine says because it doesn't work. As I said, some people survive, but they're never really well. I am well, and I have the energy of a 30-year-old, and I have no arthritis. I take no medications. As you said, I can play basketball, I can run, I can do all of these things. And most people, and I just, this is March 1, I just turned 81 on February 24, a week ago Saturday. And so most people think I'm in my early 60s, and that's because I haven't dehydrated my body and I haven't ruined it by eating all the flesh food and the sugar and all the processed food that everybody is eating today. Plus, I learned how to handle stress. You have to exercise. By the way, a woman can reduce her risk of breast cancer by doing one thing. She reduces it almost by 70%, and that's exercising 4 hours a week. Just one thing, and it's free. By the way, sunlight boosts your immune system, lowers high blood pressure, lowers resting heart rate, and lowers stress, and guess what? Doesn't cause skin cancer.
More with Dr. David Friedman coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/goodhealth or mention the promo code goodhealth when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/goodhealth. And to your good health is brought to you by Molecule.com. Do you have long-standing allergy and/or asthma problems? Do you want to breathe easier and reduce your allergy and asthma symptoms? Tired of breathing aids that just don't work? Then let me introduce you to Molecule Air Purifiers. Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. What does that mean? Molecule erases the full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those 1,000 times smaller than what a HEPA filter can catch, so you can breathe easier and experience the life-changing effects of clean air. In fact, one customer even said that she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. Molecule has already helped allergy and asthma sufferers around the country better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. So get Molecule and breathe easy. Order now and use code GOODHEALTH for $75 off your first order. Visit molecule.com and use code GOODHEALTH to save $75. That's molecule.com, M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E.com. Now back to Dr. David Friedman and to your good health.
Folks, you need to see a recent interview of her. She looks absolutely fantastic. You won't believe she's a day over 60, so she's being honest here. You can hear her voice. I don't have people in their 20s have this kind of energy, so I have to commend you. And, you know, so people blame old age. It's like, oh, my left knee's killing me. It's old age. I said, well, how's your right knee? And they say, fine. I said, weren't you born on the same day? You can't blame.
Yeah,
you
right.
Can, both knees would bother you if it was old age.
Yeah, that's right.
So
people don't have to get old like that. And we say people say, well, you got to die of something. We're not supposed to die of disease. I had a friend who lived and ate and handled stress like I do. He was 96, and he was swimming his many laps a day, and he just climbed out of the pool, and he said, can you help me? I don't feel very well. And in less than a minute, he was dead. That's how we're supposed to go. Not by a long illness and pain and all that. We're just supposed to get old and wear out. And again, all of my information is on my website at drday.com, www.drday.com. And you will also see pictures of me of 74, 77, and 80 on my website. And I am, you'll know it's me at those ages because the first picture I have my newborn twin granddaughters in my lap, and then you see them grow up and I have pictures with them. So you know I'm telling you the truth my age. So people don't have to, and by the way, a year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I was on medication for Parkinson's, but I quit the medication as soon as I was diagnosed with cancer. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody suddenly quit their medication. You have to get off of it slowly as you get well, as you change your lifestyle. So I'm not suggesting you stop those things abruptly. But what I did then when I got well from cancer, all of my Parkinson's symptoms went away as well. And I thought, wow, these are all caused by the same thing. I have no Parkinson's symptoms. I have no cancer. I have no nothing. And so people don't have to get old and decrepit, and everybody's worried about health care. Well, I haven't been to a doctor in 25 years because I am one, and I know all they know how to do is give you drugs or cut off your body parts or cut out your organs. And that's not the way to be well. You have to be well by being proactive. And people say, oh, but I like my meat. Okay, well, that's what two-year-olds say. Grow up. Grow up. Do what's best for your body, not just what you like. The reason that I'm well is I said, you know, if I have to eat sawdust, which I don't, if I had to eat sawdust for the rest of my life, I don't want to die. I had young children, and I needed to stay alive for them. Plus, I didn't want to die myself. And you don't have to eat sawdust. I eat very, very good food. It's very tasty. And both of my grown sons now are also vegan vegetarians, just like I am, because they saw what I went through, and they saw what I got well from. And so people don't have to get sick. You don't have to get sick from anything. I was talking about skin cancer. You know, in 1900, 75% of Americans worked outdoors because we were still an agrarian society, and there was no skin cancer. Now only 10% of Americans work outdoors, and skin cancer's everywhere. It's not the sun. It's the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. They've done studies with experimental animals about the diet and sun, and showed that even animals prone to develop skin cancer, that they bred them to do that, if they're eating a healthy diet, they do not get skin cancer.
Wow,
but again, it's not just the diet. You've got to have fresh air. You've got to have exercise. You've got to have proper sleep at the proper time of night. You can go to my website, and you'll see all about this and how you can get well. The reason that people are terrified of cancer and not heart disease is because the treatment that doctors give for cancer is so horrific. They see their friends vomiting their insides out and losing their hair. Well, they say, oh, well, the chemotherapy only is directed towards the cancer cells. Well, I've never heard of anybody who had cancer of the hair follicles, and yet their hair all falls out. So clearly, it's killing good cells, too. So anybody can get well. You don't have to be sick.
Yeah, let me ask you, you know, you were the pioneer of a plant-based diet long before the Forks Over Knives film came out, long before all the vegan books came out. A lot of that ripple effect is because of you. How does it feel knowing that you're seeing this vegan and plant-based diet movement gain so much momentum over the decades, and really you created the ripple effect?
Well, I think that, you know, it would be nice if it was really catching on, but there's also a lot more to getting well. Again, you know, you have to learn how to forgive everybody who's ever wronged you. You have to learn how to give up anger and grudge holding, because those all trigger the flight or fight reaction and pour cortisone into your body. So the proper diet is critical, but it's only one step in the 10-step plan. And it's nice more people are catching on, but still, I would say 90% of the United States still love their meat, and they're killing themselves, and that's why they're all bent over. When I go into the grocery store and I see all these people bent over, I know they're younger than I am. It's all I can do to not walk up to them and say, do you want to be well? Because they would probably choke me. But when I see what's in their basket, I know why they're sick.
Wow. Let me ask you, you know, after her diagnosis, Angelina Jolie decided to have both her breasts removed, which has inspired many females to do the same. She's like this hero of cutting your breast off. Question, do you think Angelina could have cured her breast cancer naturally if you just followed this program?
Oh, of course. But she didn't. Did she have breast cancer? That's why she had both of them off?
I thought she did, or she got diagnosed. She diagnosed with the DNA or something.
She had a BRCA gene or something.
That was it, yeah.
So, but the whole point is, everybody, this is the only way to get well. There is no other way. You know, they talk about holistic. I tried 40 different types of holistic methods before. Just kept getting worse. I tried 714X. I tried the ozone generator. I tried shark cartilage. I tried a lot of vitamin supplements. I tried 40, and I talk about it on one of my DVDs. Is called Sorting Through the Maze of Alternative Medicine, What Works, What Doesn't, and Why. On that DVD, I discuss 60 different types, and I show why they don't work. Some of them used to work 70 years ago when people were less stressed and they had a better diet and they were getting sleep and not sitting up and watching TV and on their computers and all. But I show why they don't work. I kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. And so trying to figure out how to get well. And I had a number of the steps that I was doing. But you see, getting well from cancer is a bit like a mousetrap. A mousetrap has five parts. If one part is missing, it doesn't just work four-fifths as well. It doesn't work at all. You have to have all the parts of this plan, and you have to do it. You have to implement it all into your life. And if you do, everybody can get well this way. Everybody. Because you have to address the causes of cancer, and the causes of cancer are the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Again, it's well documented in the medical literature, but we doctors are never taught it in our training.
Well, what's your opinion on the latest anti-grain movement? I know experts are saying it causes inflammation that can lead to cancer. Do you believe a bowl of oatmeal can cause people to get sick?
No. No. Some of the grains, you know, this whole this gluten thing. If there is really gluten sensitivity, and this is going to be very controversial what I say, there's gluten sensitivity, the cause is undoubtedly vaccinations.
Interesting.
Okay, because those really screw up your body. They contain aluminum, they contain formaldehyde, they contain mercury, they contain all sorts of things. And I have seen many patients who have a variant of autism, and they'll have gluten sensitivity too, and, you know, to grains. And so those seem to go together. And autism, there was no autism before vaccinations. There was no sudden infant death syndrome before vaccinations. And so I believe that all of this gluten sensitivity, if it is true, is caused by the vaccinations.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point about if you look back in the past, I mean, 50, 60 years ago, we had grain and oats.
Nobody
and people
had
weren't sick.
No.
Yeah, it's like,
right.
What changed? You know, our body's ability to digest and assimilate it, which is, like you said, we're being poisoned. I agree with that. I think we're definitely dealing with environmental poisons, whether it be stuff in our water and our chemicals or injected in us. Yeah,
right.
So I mean, that's all good points on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I talk about those things in my book. I talk about what fluoride does to you. It does not prevent cavities. The massive studies have been done to show that it doesn't. And fluoride is an aging factor. It ages all of your organs, and it ages your skin. And it causes thyroid disease, because iodine and fluoride are in the same area in the anatomic table, and the fluoride can keep the thyroid working poorly because it can't accept the iodine. So you have all of these things working against you that are accepted in the general medical circles, but they're killing people. And so I talk about all of the MSG, NutraSweet, all of these things. Legitimate doctors, neurosurgeons have written books about these things, about how they harm you, how they destroy your body, how they cause neurologic deficits. And so people have to be aware. They think that somehow their health should be automatic. But, you know, if you want to be even a hairdresser or a barber, you have to go to school for 9 months or a year, and you have to read some books. Well, if you want to be healthy, we have gotten so far away from good health. I was talking to a person today who worked for me, and she saw a bunch of spinach, and she said, "I didn't know spinach looked like this." Well, I said, "Well, because it's grown from the garden, and so it has stems on it." She'd never seen spinach with stems on it. That was today, right? So people don't even know how food grows. They just think that the grocery store makes it or something. So people have gotten so far away from good health and so far away from anything that will give them longevity. And so when I made my first DVD, which is called You Can't Improve on God, which means you cannot improve on the natural things as God made them. Man wants to do it. He makes pills. Oh, we need supplements. We need more and more supplements. Well, guess what? I eat food. I don't eat supplements, because many of the supplements are made from toxic cow livers and sewage sludge. It's not little elves grinding up vegetables in some back room. And so I eat food, and there are things in food that scientists don't even know about. And, of course, science is not the end-all anyway. When I was an intern, I was, because I was working so many hours, I got mononucleosis. So here I am in bed. The resident sent me home, said, "You're sicker than the patients. Go home and get well." So I was in bed, and the lead article in the New England Journal that month or that week, whatever it is, I can't remember how often it's published, said that people who got mononucleosis when they were young would get leukemia when they got older. And here I was in bed with mononucleosis reading this article. I was really bummed out. And then 6 months later, the lead article in the New England Journal says, "Oh, don't forget that. No, it's all right. We were wrong." Right? That's how perfect science is. Science is constantly changing.
It really is.
Look at all
the
women who had radical mastectomies, and they were left with this huge swollen arm. That was happening when I was a young medical student. And so then later, we shouldn't do that. No, we do a simple mastectomy. Well, what about all those poor women that were left with these gigantically swollen arms? You see, science, science. But the thing is, we have an intestine that is the intestine of an herbivore, and that's what we're supposed to eat. And so that's the science that should dictate what our diet is. But again, it's a lot more than diet.
That's great. Dr. Day, let me tell you, it's been a flashback as I'm hearing you, because I used to listen to your cassette tapes. I'm showing my age now. Cassette tapes of this lady saying this. I listened to them, and it's like flashback. It's like I'm getting chills. It's like it's, you know, a quarter of a century later, and it's so great to have you on the show. Sharon, it's so great to see you with this energy. Quarter of a century later, after beating this cancer, and I'm telling you, I've been talking to people 18 years on the radio, and you have more energy than any of them. So I want to just thank you so much for being with us today and your amazing story of hope and health. And to learn more about Dr. Lorraine Day, visit drday.com and make sure you check out all of her resources, including her books, audios, videos, and she'll show you how to get nourished, get hydrated, reduce your stress, the three keys to achieving optimal health that she mentioned today. If you heard Dr. Day share something today that someone needs to hear, send them a link to this podcast available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Peruse our podcast library and share segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself. Share this stuff with others. Valuable information. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. Follow me on Twitter and also Facebook at Dr. David Friedman, and I'm on Instagram at HealthRadioDoc. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.